With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As thousands are preparing to head to their Thanksgiving destination, the TSA says travelers are okay to bring turkey, stuffing, and more through checkpoints.
If you're flying for the holiday and expected to bring part of the Thanksgiving meal, here's what the TSA says you can bring through a checkpoint. Turkey, yes. Macaroni and cheese, yes. Gravy and cranberry sauce, yes. But like all liquids, 3.4 ounce quantities or less. TSA spokesperson Lori Dankers weighs in.
I would say, especially when it comes to gravy, I wouldn't want that in my carry-on luggage, and I definitely wouldn't want it in my checked baggage. That's a good candidate for make it your destination.
Dankers says pies can go through the TSA checkpoint, but require extra scrutiny. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, President-elect Trump is putting America's neighbors on notice for potential tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with a report.
China is not the only target for Donald Trump's promised tariffs. He said he would sign an executive order imposing a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States from Canada and Mexico. Writing on social media, he complained about ridiculous open borders and said on January 20th, he will sign an executive order slapping a 25% tariff on Mexican and Canadian imports. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Americans' outlook on the economy improved modestly in November, lifted by expectations for lower inflation and more hiring. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index ticked up to 111.7 from 109.6 in October. That small uptick followed a large gain back in October. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 45 points, the NASDAQ ahead 118. This is SRN News. British lawmakers will vote on assisted suicide this week.
Parliament has settled on Friday for debate and a decision on a controversial measure that will allow people to legally seek the aid of a doctor in taking their own life. Evangelical leaders, British clergy, former prime ministers, and advocates for the elderly and the disabled are all urging a no vote. They warn that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for the most vulnerable people in society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to new data from Tufts University, a lot of pro-choice voters still cast their ballot for President Trump on Election Day. The study finds that in most states, young people overwhelmingly supported pro-abortion ballot measures, even while voting for Mr. Trump at the top of the ticket. Adult ages 18 to 29 overwhelmingly voted in favor of abortion referendums, even as they moved right from the 2020 election. This is SRN News. The U.S. Air Force says several small drones have been spotted flying over British bases that are used by American forces.
Tuesday's ongoing incident comes just days after drones were spotted near RAF Lakenheath, RAF Mildenhall, and RAF Feltwell. The drones were actively monitored after they were seen in the vicinity of and over the three bases, U.S. Air Forces Europe said in a statement on Sunday. The Air Force hasn't identified who's believed to be behind the incursions. Unspecified mitigation measures are underway. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian authorities have ordered a British diplomat to leave the country on allegations of spying as tensions soar over the conflict in Ukraine. Russia's Federal Security Service, the top domestic security and counterintelligence agency, said that diplomat had provided false personal data while seeking permission to enter the country. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.